97.3 ABC Illawarra. Breakfast with Peter Riley.
Now, if you are around Wollongong tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, and you see large amounts of people in emergency service uniforms, particularly RFS uniforms, you may think that there's something actually of a disaster going on. Well, it's not really. It's actually the Australian Community Engagement and Fire Awareness Conference, which is taking place in Wollongong tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. It'll be huge. A lot of people involved, believe it or not, in what's actually unfolding. There'll be volunteers from all over the community. And one of those who will be there, who is the Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, is Shane Fitzsimmons. Mr. Fitzsimmons, good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter.
Are you well?
I'm well. How about you?
Oh, I wouldn't be dead for quids. Are you up and at 'em? Been out for a walk? Had a hose? Wet something down?
Waiting on the phone to have a chat to you, Peter.
Yeah, that'll be right. Now, you're coming down to be part of the conference that's taking place, the Australian Community Engagement and Fire Awareness. This has now been pushed back to every second year, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been. The last few years we've been doing it every second year. This is our 17th conference, so it's a significant event on our calendar, and it's an event where we seek to genuinely learn and share information about how we can all make a really big difference in getting meaningful community engagement and, most importantly, programs and initiatives that can result in some good, positive behavioural change at the community level so that people can better prepare, withstand the impact of fires and obviously recover from those fires.
It's interesting, the last fire season some people would say we were lucky. There were hundreds and hundreds of homes that were destroyed, but not a lot of life lost.
No, as a matter of fact, 2013, the year 2013, will be recognised as one of the most destructive years for fires in New South Wales that we've seen in decades. And it really started out in January of 2013, where we had, a lot of fire, but notably would have been the devastating fires of Coonabarabran, down through the central west, down through places like Yass and Bookham, right down through to the Shoal Haven. And then, of course, as we came into September and October of last year, we saw the devastating fires of Hawkesbury, Blue Mountains and Lithgow, Central Coast, Port Stephens, Southern Highlands. Literally, just in a fortnight alone during October last year, more than 200 homes destroyed. There were no lives lost as a direct result of those fire events, but we should never forget, Peter, that there was a fellow up on the Central Coast that was found in his backyard suffered from what appears to be a heart attack, preparing his property. And, of course, our contracted pilot, Mr. Black, down the South Coast there, where his wing came off the plane and he crashed to the ground and lost his life.
You're right. We shouldn't forget those. And in sense of learning some of the things that we've been able to identify from the last fire season, that's part of what this conference is about.
This is all about learning, Peter, and you are right. Those fires going across that sort of landscape in decades past, we would have been counting bodies, we would have been counting deaths along with the toll of homes, and history will show that. So we take very seriously, and so does the community, the need to invest in educating people on how to be better prepared, and most importantly, what to do in the event that they're threatened by fire. And we have seen, and we'll see a lineup again this weekend. Not only will we see people from right across the Rural Fire Service, but Fire and Rescue New South Wales, State Emergency Service, lots of interstate colleagues, Victoria, CFA, South Australia. We've got the Department of Education. We've got Commonwealth agencies like Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Council, Tasmania, lots of research. Universities coming along to share with us their insights into research. We've been very proactive at engaging external experts to go around and interview and conduct online surveys with people in the most affected fire areas in New South Wales during 2013, and we're gaining a lot of insights into what people thought, what people experienced, what they were comfortable with, what they weren't comfortable with, and that's all part of trying to improve what we do and how we do it, the methods we use to get information out, the messages we use to get warnings out, because we do want to focus, Peter, on making sure that that, you know, as many lives are saved as we can if fires threaten communities.
Over the next couple of days, we're actually going to try and isolate some of those key speakers that you've just talked about and have a chat mm-hmm. to them on their breakfast program. But I know that one thing that will be of interest is Phil Koperberg's actually going to share some of the lessons that he's learnt from recovery and resilience out of those fires in October of last year.
He sure is. He will speak from his perspective. Obviously, he was our commissioner and my commissioner for a long, long time. And then during those fires, he headed up the recovery effort there for quite a period. I've seen some of his presentations and his insights already. And that'll be another valuable lesson for everybody in attendance and some take-home messages out of that conference. We've also got quite a number of independent people coming along to talk about experiences in unrelated fields. So for example, we've got Nigel Marsh, the co-founder of Earth Hour and the founder of Skinny Mini, talking about behaviour change and encouraging attendees to influence others about positive change. We've got another independent speaker, Peter Kenyon, director of the Bank of Ideas. His real focus is that change always comes from within communities. It's not about driving messages into the communities, but looking for champions and leaders in that community that can engage and build from the inside out. And there's a whole raft of speakers, and I'm pleased to hear you're going to have some of them on the program, Peter, because there's a lot to learn.
Certainly the plan. Oh, I appreciate your time this morning, Shane. Enjoy your morning. And welcome to the Illawarra when you get down here tomorrow.
See you later.
Shane Fitzsimmons, the Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service, with the Australian Community Engagement in Fire Awareness Conference in Wollongong tomorrow, Friday and Saturday.